You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Heard Saturday afternoons at 1 on Zoomer Radio.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Ireland.com and Aer Lingus.
From exotic locales a continent away to weekend stays down the highway, pack a suitcase and your vacation imagination. It's time for the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Travel Show. My name is Chris Robinson and this week I'll be taking you to a destination that just about has it all. Some places offer spectacular scenery, others offer vibrant cities or fascinating cultural attractions. But on a trip to Ireland, you're going to discover all this and so much more. The first thing that comes to mind, of course, is the warm, welcoming, fun-loving Irish people themselves. Dublin has been named one of the world's best cities in Lonely Planet's Best in Travel 2016. And no wonder, as it's jam-packed with heritage and hospitality. The Irish countryside is so beautiful that it's becoming a movie star in its own right, in productions such as Game of Thrones and Star Wars. And it's all so easy, especially with Aer Lingus offering year-round, four-star service to Dublin. Well, I always have such fun talking about Ireland, so let's get the party going and meet our two expert guests in the studios today. And that is Dana Welsh, Manager Canada for Tourism Ireland, and Mary Heron, Regional Sales Manager Canada for Aer Lingus. Welcome to the Travel Show, both of you.
Thank you, Chris.
Great to have you here. And Dana, let's start with you, because it's really important to think about Ireland as a great destination all the year round, isn't it?
That's right. Really, you know, the most popular time, of course, is kind of in the peak summer, but spring and fall can be gorgeous and less crowded. And really, Ireland is always in season. If you think of that off-season, it's certainly much warmer in Ireland than it is here in Canada. Fall's lovely. It's often warm, and it offers some great value at that time of year. So, you know, there's less crowds, and it's really a great time to visit. There's so many activities to keep you busy at that time. So taking in one of the many golf courses, wonderful city breaks, and of course, festivals and events. We have them going 365 days a year.
And 366 on a leap year.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, it's such a great destination. Why is it that it's so, so popular?
Yeah, that's a great question. And to boil it down into, just a couple of words, that's tough. But if I had to pick a few, because I know we only have an hour here, it's the history that goes back earlier than the pyramids. It's also the lush green lands and some of the most stunning coastal scenery you'll find anywhere in the world. And then, of course, you mentioned it earlier on, but we hear time and time again, and it's really the people. We say Cead Mhilleadh Fáilte, which is 100,000 welcomes. And it's really, we do deliver upon that. The people are so warm, so welcoming and friendly. And in particular for Canadians, you know, it's that strong heritage connection between Ireland and Canada. We have close to 70 million people worldwide and 5 million Canadians here claiming Irish ancestry. So that's great.
Wow. And Mary, over to you. Aer Lingus, you're making it so easy to get there these days.
Yes, we do, actually. Aer Lingus, we offer more connections from Canada to Ireland than any other airline. We have year-round service, servicing Dublin. During the summer, we have daily service and 4 days per week in winter, beginning in November. We're the closest point to Europe.
Yeah, that's often overlooked, isn't it? But
it is, very.
So it's the shortest hop over the Atlantic.
And actually, if the wind is blowing the right way, you'll be there in 5.5 hours, honestly.
Wow.
It has happened. Mm-hmm. And the convenient schedule with overnight flights to Ireland connects very nicely if you're going somewhere else in Ireland or if you're going into Europe or the UK. So our timing's very good on that. We're currently promoting winter right now with Aer Lingus fares from Toronto to Dublin. And we are offering $5.99 Canadian, all taxes included. So that's an all-in price.
Wow.
So, that's fantastic.
Certain restrictions do apply, of course, but for such a great fare, think of Ireland in the fall and winter.
That is an amazing price, taxes included. I mean, sometimes some of the deals you see, that is the tax.
$599. I mean, it's a fantastic deal, and as you can expect, these seats are not going to last too long. They're going to be snapped up pretty fast. To qualify for this special offer, you have to book by 7 p.m. on the 21st of September, by the 21st of September. And you can visit www.aerlingus.com to travel on selected dates between November 1 through March 31, 17.
Fantastic. And that's, of course, precisely the period that we're going to be talking about, Dana, on this show. One of the big attractions that is going to draw me back to Ireland, I've been many times, and I want to go back again, I always do.
Yes.
And that, of course, are the mystical experiences that a visitor can have when they go to Ireland's Ancient East.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Yes, indeed. So Ireland's Ancient East is a brand new, it's a touring route that was launched just this year, and it allows visitors to wander through 5,000 years of European history in a really compact area. So when you think about that, 5,000
years. 5,000
years.
That's
really, really impressive.
As old as the pyramids, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So it allows visitors, you can really kind of get off the beaten track to see, hear, touch, and feel the imprints of the millennia of settlers in this land. And it's easy to take it all in. You can really go at your own pace and discover tombs older than the pyramids, as you mentioned, so right. Newgrange, and explore the Viking settlements, all the castles and fortresses. And, of course, you want to hear stories from the friendly locals who, as you know, are some of the best storytellers in the world. So some of the major attractions in that area is Newgrange, as I mentioned, Castle Townhouse, Kilkenny Castle, Glendalough, Waterford City, and the Rock of Cashel, who there was actually Justin Bieber Instagrammed it earlier this year, the Rock of Cashel.
Oh, wow.
So it's very popular.
You also see a picture of that on my Pinterest site for all of Ireland too, because it's one of the most romantic sites I think anywhere in that. It's just this lovely quintessential kind of history in Ireland.
It is stunning. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Now, Mary, of course, Aer Lingus Vacation Store have a package to make it easy to explore this part of Ireland.
Yes, we certainly do. And it's a very interesting part, especially if you're a bit of a historian. You'll find out wars that have been fought and won and lost. And you can just imagine, you know, if you've got a good imagination, you can just see all these ancient wars going on around there. The self-drive with Discover Ireland's Ancient East, you go through Dublin, Kilkenny, Waterford, Cork, and Wicklow. As you visit the local towns and villages, and of course there are stories galore as you go on, as you've heard before, some of which probably happened and some, well,
may have happened.
Use your own imagination with that one. With 6 or 8 nights vacation with this package, you can indulge in local produce in Kilkenny, which is compared to none.
Right.
Discover the wealth of history in Waterford and relax in the luxury 5-star Powers Court Hotel. What's included with that is your round-trip economy class airfare to Dublin, 6 nights or 8 nights, whichever you prefer, car rental for the duration, plus tours and sightseeing.
Wow. And this is the countryside. Dana, we also have to talk about the coastline, of course.
Yeah. Yes, many stunning driving routes within Ireland, but two that I'll mention just in particular are the Causeway Coastal Route and the Wild Atlantic Way. So the Causeway Coastal Route, of course, in the north, and it's between the cities of Belfast and Derry, Londonderry, and it's really a kaleidoscope of natural landscapes. So it starts in Belfast, and it takes you through the gorgeous Glens of Antrim towards the famous Giant's Causeway, and I think that's one of your favorites.
Yes,
as well. The,
it is.
You know, between the 40,000 hexagonal columns, it really is stunning. We say it's jaw-dropping, but I think, I know I've seen it 2 or 3 times now, and it is jaw-dropping every time I see it. And I actually came across an article this week that was dedicated to tips on capturing the best photo of the Giant's Causeway. So it's very interesting. If there's an article dedicated just to trying to photograph
then
it,
you know it's pretty
amazing.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah. UNESCO World Heritage, of course, too.
As well, yes. Yeah. And, you know, all the tips, you know, one I thought was interesting, it's, you know, to wait for sunset, and that was kind of the optimal time, and everything down to the type of lens you should use and everything. So it's a very great spot.
Wow.
And then the Wild Atlantic Way.
Ah, the Wild Atlantic Way. Yes. This is huge. This is very long.
Yes, it's very, very popular. It's actually the world's longest defined coastal touring route. So if you think about the island of Ireland in itself, it's not huge, but the fact that we boast the world's longest defined coastal touring route is pretty impressive. So it runs from Donegal to Kinsale and West Cork in 2,500 kilometers. So There's really so much to see and do along the coast. You know, if you want to go whale watching or take a walking tour of the dramatic cliffs of Moher, of course, yes. Or seeing the northern lights along the Donegal coastline. So, and of course, don't forget the excellent food and music along the way. So wherever you go on the Wild Atlantic Way, it's stunning.
Fantastic. And very briefly, because we're almost out of time in this segment, Mary, but I do want to point out that Aer Lingus Vacation Store can take you to the coast as well.
Yes, we can. From the vacation store, we have the journey along the Wild Atlantic Way, and that's from Clare to Limerick. And again, you can choose 6, 7, or 8 nights. Round trip economy class airfare is included. 6 to 8 nights hotel accommodation, car rental, and so you can go at your own pace for the duration. You visit Clare, Killarney, Cork, Limerick. You can take a day trip over to the Cliffs of Moher. And that really is a top natural attraction in Ireland. Spectacular. Yeah, you can't miss that if you have a trip to Ireland.
Okay, and you can't miss these websites either. Ireland.com, AerLingus.com, and indeed AerLingusVacationStore.com. And of course, as always, all these links will be on the ChrisRobinsonTravelShow.com website as well. Don't go away, because we're going to be tracing our Irish roots after this quick break. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show.
It's hard to crack a smile when you've lost all feeling in your face. So plan ahead and get a great deal on a winter break in Ireland. Discover Ireland this winter. Get lost in the vibrant cities, cultures, and music scene instead of a whiteout on Highway 10. Smart flies Aer Lingus with great fares and connections from over 12 cities in Canada. Jump into Ireland. Start planning your trip at Ireland.com and book your flight at AerLingus.com. Ireland, always in season.
No way.
Yes way.
It's true. With the EcoTank printer from Epson, you could print for years without ever changing a cartridge. Print up to 8,000 pages cartridge-free.
Yes.
See the totally cartridge-free EcoTank at Staples or Best Buy. Epson.ca/EcoTank.
They stopped putting cranks on cars. Why are they still on windows? Window cranks are aggravating, weaken windows over time. They're ugly and as old-fashioned as typewriters. Instead, install Magic Windows from Magic Window Innovations. Magic Windows open at the touch of a hand, yet seal super tight to reduce energy bills. And Magic Windows installed today will still be under warranty in 2055. Don't build or renovate without visiting magicwindow.ca. Otherwise, you're just going to be cranky.
You can go to a drugstore, or you can go to PharmaSave. What's the difference? Your community PharmaSave is independently owned by a knowledgeable, caring pharmacist, a vital member of your healthcare team. You'll find everything you need at PharmaSave, and most importantly, your PharmaSave pharmacist. Come see the difference.
Live well with PharmaSave.
150 years ago, Lewis Carroll introduced us to the Mad Hatter, the White Rabbit, the Queen of Hearts, and Alice. This year, the Shaw Festival presents a spellbinding production of Alice in Wonderland, featuring 19 original songs. The most magical journey of the year is down a rabbit hole. Alice in Wonderland at the Shaw. Book your seats today. Go to shawfest.com.
Mandarin makes it easy for you. Mandarin offers fast, delicious takeout or delivery in designated areas. Visit mandarinrestaurant.com for a takeout menu and make it Mandarin to go.
Your children are the apple of your eye. But how are their eyes? Should they have an annual eye exam? The answer is yes. 1 in 4 kids has an undiagnosed vision issue. Pearle Vision wants to help care for your family's eye health needs. Simply arrange your child's eye exam at pearlvision.ca. And now get free lenses with a complete pair purchase for kids 18 and under. Taxes extra. Valid prescription required. Valid at participating Canadian locations. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends October 1st, 2016. Eye exams arranged.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Ireland.com and Aer Lingus.
What the world needs now is more of the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, I'm Chris Robinson, and welcome back to The Travel Show, where this week we're heading to the romantic and rolling hills of Ireland. We're hopping over the Atlantic on a comfortable Aer Lingus flight to Dublin, which is a fabulous destination in itself for a city break any time of the year. And Dublin is so very walkable. You can wander its elegant squares and admire the Georgian architecture, and you can combine two cultural highlights in one on a Dublin literary pub crawl, from the Book of Kells at Trinity College to the popular Guinness storehouse. There's so much to see and do. And Aer Lingus will fly you there daily in summer and four times a week in winter, giving you tons of flexibility around the length of your stay. To guide us all around the Emerald Isle today, I'm joined on the show by Dana Welsh, Manager Canada for Tourism Ireland, and by Mary Heron, Regional Sales Manager Canada for Aer Lingus. And Dana, there are such strong ties between Canada and Ireland that many Canadians want to go back to trace their ancestry, of course. So what advice do you provide travellers for doing this before they travel, perhaps?
Yeah, it's a great question, Chris. So with approximately 70 million people around the world that claim Irish ancestries, you know, and close to 5 million of them right here in Canada, it's really no surprise that Canadians are looking to explore that Irish ancestry. So we recommend that you do some research here in Canada, of course, before heading over. There's many resources in place to explore. So you could look at the Irish government website. Irish genealogy is a really useful first step. And then there's early 20th century census returns that can be perused at the National Archives website as well. And then the Irish Family History Foundation has a website that's run on behalf of the county-based genealogy centres. So lots of great things to look at before you go.
Lovely. I kind of imagine 5 million Canadians have got roots in Canada. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be plenty of Canadians, of course, coming to Ireland to explore those roots. When they get there, Absolutely. What should they do?
Yeah, well, we say that's when the journey really begins. And that's when you start to uncover that story a little bit more. And, you know, your journey might take you in different directions where you maybe didn't think it would. And that's kind of the fun and interesting part of it as well. And there's really numerous centres for genealogical research in Ireland. In Dublin, we have the National Library, the National Archives, and the General Register Office. Those are all really great key sources. We also have the National Library and National Archives, both providing free advice from some great trained staff there. And in Belfast, we have the Public Record Office of Northern Ireland, which holds a trove of records, returns, and registers from the province of Ulster. And the General Register Office and the Ulster Historical Foundation are also great, great resources to take in while you're there.
And if your roots take you into the countryside, is there some help you can find there?
Yes. In fact, many counties in Ireland actually have a genealogy center manned by professional genealogists, and many churches have great records too. So those are definitely spots to check out. So you want to be sure to visit the local parish while you're there. An additional option is to commission a member of the Association of Professional Genealogists in Ireland who can really help you to kind of speed things up in getting an expert on your case. They can help find ancestors and living relatives. Plus, some hotels even offer a genealogy butler service right at the hotel. So
what a great idea. I love that.
Yeah, so there's no shortage of options to help you along your journey. And really, wherever your research takes you, you're sure to enjoy that journey.
I can see Mary writing that down. She's going to do that next time she goes to Ireland. I mean, I guess it's no surprise that with all of these people around the world with roots in Ireland, that they're coming to Ireland to explore those roots. And now there's a brand new attraction in Dublin that charts some of the powerful history of the emigration from Ireland.
There is. It's called Epic Ireland, and it's the dramatic new visitor attraction, and it really charts the stories of 10 million journeys, but the roots of the 70 million people. So it tells the story of how the small island of Ireland has profoundly influenced and changed the world. So it's a world-class exhibition, and it tells the story of Irish people around the world using state-of-the-art technology with incredible visual stories and lots of interactivity. So it may surprise you. I've had a chance to go through the exhibition myself. It's fantastic, right. And it might surprise you of some of the people with Irish roots. So one example is Grace Kelly, the Hollywood leading lady who became a princess, and her grandfather was actually a bricklayer from County Mayo. So it's there's really interesting ways that they bring the stories to life, and you can really learn a lot by going through the visitor center. So I definitely recommend it.
As well as the high tech interactive exhibition, Epic Ireland will also offer state of the art genealogy center right way down to DNA testing itself.
Yes, indeed. So it's located within EPIC, and it's called the Irish Family History Centre. So it really specializes in helping people who are seeking to learn more about their ancestry. It offers an innovative and really engaging experience, even including the DNA testing, as you mentioned. So there's expert genealogists on hand who will sit with you and offer one-to-one advice and help you through your searches and looking at those personal records online. So you can sit at workstations and also sign up for the Irish Family History Centre website and join that online community and they have access to records on findmypast.ie, and that's where you can search through the largest number of Irish family history records, so birth, marriage, and death records, census records, parish records, even travel and migration records. So it's a really great spot to look to trace your roots there.
Okay, I'm going to have to do that because I'm sure I've got a wild Gaelic chieftain in my ancestry somewhere.
No,
but I mean, talking about this wonderfully powerful Irish history, this is also the 100th anniversary of the Great Easter Rising, and there's a new visitor attraction in Dublin to talk all about this.
Absolutely. At the GPO, Witness History is a brand new permanent visitor attraction in the iconic GPO building, the General Post Office building on O'Connell Street right in Dublin. So it's a highly immersive and engaging exhibition that really puts you right inside the GPO during the Easter week in 1916. So it really helps to bring history to life.
Well, it was so dramatic, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, and it brings that history to life as you experience events kind of from both sides of the conflict and telling that story through the eyes of bystanders. Who were caught in the crossfire through the electronic touchscreens. There's video, audio, visual booths, sound, and authentic artifacts. So, and many of that that was previously unseen. So they have a really great experience there to bring that story to life.
Right. And Mary, with all these new attractions, you got to fly there with Aer Lingus, and you've got a new award that really speaks to the quality of the onboard service with Aer Lingus.
Yes, we're very excited. We were just awarded the 4 stars from the Skytrax World Airline
Congratulations.
Awards. Yes, we're very excited about that, very happy. And it shows what Aer Lingus has been doing over the last 2 years in actually enhancing our service across the Atlantic and giving our guests what they've been telling us they want.
Right.
So we're very happy about that. We're very pleased, and we'd like everybody to give it a try. So.
Well, of course. and of course, although Dublin is the gateway city into Ireland, you can take people on beyond that.
Yes. If you want to visit other cities in Ireland, we fly into Kerry, Donegal and Shannon with very easy connections through Dublin. And we find our clients, it is such a lovely part of the world to drive through.
Yeah.
And so if you're not in any hurry, don't fly. Pick up a car and drive around and find everything new and wonderful.
Or if you want it all done for yourself, absolutely, you can take the vacation store, the Aer Lingus vacation store, which I think is a great idea.
Well, it is. And we've got packages that kind of fit into what anyone really wants. But for the truly adventurous, you can even take a car from the vacation store and do your own thing.
Right.
And you get B&B coupons, so you can stop wherever you want at these lovely little B&Bs, and everything's taken care of.
And if you book right now, you've got this great deal.
Yes.
How much is it again?
$599 Canadian dollars.
Canadian, not even US.
Yes. And that includes all your taxes and everything else, and we do give you one bag free.
Wow.
So you don't pay for
That's unusual these days. Where do you book this if you want to go out there?
You can call your travel agent directly, or you can visit www.aerlingus.com.
Lovely. Well, details of that special offer for listeners are available at the chrisrobinsontravelshow.com website, as well as lots of other information about Ireland and podcasts of past shows for you to listen to, and so much more. And you can plan your trip to Ireland by going to ireland.com or aerlingus.com and aerlingusvacationstore.com. We're just going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear about Halloween festivals in the country that actually invented them. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
It's hard to crack a smile when you've lost all feeling in your face. So plan ahead and get a great deal on a winter break in Ireland. Discover Ireland this winter. Get lost in the vibrant cities, cultures, and music scene instead of a whiteout on Highway 10. Smart flies Aer Lingus with great fares and connections from over 12 cities in Canada. Jump into Ireland. Start planning your trip at ireland.com and book your flight at aerlingus.com. Ireland, always in season.
Hey, James here, your Enercare technician. Still driving around the city with the top down? It's hard to say goodbye to summer. So let Enercare help get your home winter ready.
Call Enercare at 1-844-52-CARES. And for a limited time, when you purchase a select furnace, you'll receive a free Premier air conditioner when you pay for installation. That's right, a free AC.
EnerCare. It's better inside. Call 1-844-52-CARES or visit EnerCare.ca. Terms and conditions apply.
Tonight, you're going to make a memory that will last a lifetime. That memory could be of you standing in a roaring crowd, helping your team defend home ice. Or that memory could be of you watching the game at home, while your spouse clips her toenails, and your son practices the saxophone, and your daughter makes a smoothie. Get your World Cup of Hockey tickets on StubHub. Your ticket out.
Families are doing more online, and they need an internet plan that gives them the speed and unlimited data to do it all. For a limited time, switch to Rogers Ignite 100 Internet for only $64.99 a month. Price guaranteed with a 2-year term. Get incredibly fast download speeds of up to 100 megabits per second and unlimited usage. Hurry, offer ends September 30th. Call 1-888-ROGERS-1 or visit a Rogers store today. Plus, ask how you can get Netflix on us with select 2-year term bundles exclusively from Rogers.
Ready for yoga class, Mom?
Sure am. I went to Shoppers Home Healthcare and picked up a knee brace, a hot cold therapy pack, and even a backrest for your dad, which I got free with my Shoppers Optimum points.
Wow, what a big help.
Now, if only I could get help with my warrior pose.
Yeah, that needs a little work.
At Shoppers Home Healthcare, you'll find everyday living solutions to help you enjoy an independent and active lifestyle. And now you can earn and spend Shoppers Optimum points to save on select products. Restrictions apply. Visit us in store or at shoppershomehealthcare.ca for details.
Hey, Nissan owners, here's some exciting news to help you keep summer rolling. Until September 30th, you can visit NissanContest.ca to enter for a chance to win a new Nissan and instant prizes. Enter every day for even more chances to win. Plus, enjoy special offers on expert service at select Nissan dealers with competitive prices, genuine Nissan parts, and factory training. There's no better choice for service. Keep summer rolling. Visit a Nissan dealer at NissanContest.ca today. No purchase necessary. Odds of winning depend on number of entries received. For details, visit NissanContest.ca.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Ireland.com and Aer Lingus.
Exciting destinations. Compelling conversation. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where today we are exploring Ireland and its rich offerings for visitors all year round. There is something for everyone, whether you want to stay in a fabulous castle hotel and soak up the history, or spend the night in a cozy B&B to experience the warmth of the Irish people. And that famous Irish party spirit, or crack, is evident in the year-round calendar of festivals that celebrate all of the traditions and the music and the wonderful fresh local food of Ireland. Our knowledgeable guests this week are Mary Herron with Aer Lingus and Dana Welsh from Tourism Ireland. And Dana, let's first turn to Halloween. And I was really intrigued to learn that Bram Stoker, the author of Dracula, was in fact an Irishman.
Yes, indeed. Bram Stoker was born in November of 1847, actually in Clontarf, so just on the north side of Dublin. And some historians have actually suggested that Stoker did not receive the inspiration for his dark and twisted tale of Dracula from the brutal life of Vlad the Impaler, but rather developed his ideas from Irish folklore.
Ah. So Irish folklore has a similar tale to the Dracula tales from Transylvania.
I guess, indeed, yeah. And it's actually developed into the Bram Stoker Festival, which is coming up in Dublin the 28th to the 31st of October. And so it celebrates the Dublin man behind the Dracula films. And there's talks, readings, and a scare or three throughout that. So it takes place every year during Dublin festival season when the city hosts most festivals than any other time of the year. So it's a packed program of events that mixes family-friendly adventures with some late-night antics as well. So lots to take in there.
That would be a fun time to be there. I guess, therefore, we shouldn't be surprised that Ireland has been named the best Halloween destination in the world by USA Today.
Yes, indeed. So many people don't know that Halloween actually originated in Ireland from the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. So where they originally actually carved turnips before pumpkins, even. So towns and cities across Ireland celebrate Halloween, but it's really in Derry, Londonderry, that really does it in style. So there's the Banks of the Foyle Halloween Carnival Festival, and it's the largest Halloween celebration in Europe, actually. So folks from around the globe flock to the city to take part in this festival each October.
So we've been carving up the wrong vegetables all this time.
I think so.
Well, of course, the Irish are always incredibly creative when it comes to festivals, and you've got a few more favourites to tell us about.
Indeed, we have such a long list, and you know, some countries have seasons dedicated to festivals, but in Ireland, we really have an entire calendar year. Mm. So it's kicking off in January and packing the months really until December. So festivals in Ireland are in the hundreds. Over the next few months alone, there's some really exciting ones coming up. So we have the Lisdenverna Matchmaking Festival, and that takes place in September 2nd, actually up until October 9th. So matchmaking is one of Ireland's oldest traditions.
Of course it is. I mean, you'd be so good at that.
Definitely. And for the last couple of 100 years, a good deal of it has taken place at this festival during September and early October. So it's one of the world's biggest singles festivals, and attracts up to 60,000 people every year. So it's one of Ireland's longest and most traditional festivals. And then I'll just quickly take you through a few others. We have the Electric Picnic that takes place in September. So it's a music and arts circus that's really big on imagination. Then we have the Wexford Festival of Opera, which takes place in October. And it's actually one of the top three opera festivals in the world.
Wow.
And then coming up in at the end of the year, we have the New Year's Eve Festival in Dublin. So if you're looking for that great city break, be sure to take a look at the New Year's Eve Festival in Dublin. You can take advantage of that offer with Aer Lingus and get there to take in the Irish talent and arts, music, culture, and live entertainment. And then in January, we have what's called Tradfest. So it takes place in Temple Bar. It's at a festival of mostly free events, and it showcases the entire spectrum of traditional and folk music in some really iconic locations around Dublin.
You know, I think it'd be a really good idea to say, I'm going to spend New Year's Eve in a different city around the world. And
that's
Dublin
a great
clearly
tradition.
is a great place. Yeah. And amongst all of these food festivals, of course, some of them reflect the wonderful wealth of great fresh food in Ireland.
Yes, absolutely. So we have some really talented chefs doing some amazing things with all of those fresh local ingredients. Mm. You know, those lush green lands that we talk about, you know, really cultivate some really amazing products. So we have many gastropubs, craft distilleries, and artisan eateries serving up those fresh local ingredients. And what better way to experience it than to, you know, sit by a turf fire in a traditional pub and take in some of that fresh seafood and hear the Irish language, songs, and stories. Or, of course, to take in one of the popular food trails. We have some great ones taking place in Dublin as well as Belfast, and it's a great opportunity to meet some of the local artisan producers and also meet some of the locals on the who will join you in on the tour as well. So it's a great experience.
Fantastic. Well, I'd gladly hop on the next plane out to any of those festivals, I think. And of course, that's got to be an Aer Lingus plane. Mary, you can get me there in style, can't you?
I certainly can. When you travel with Aer Lingus, you can enjoy convenience and that seamless experience with great value. We have daily service between Toronto and Dublin during the summer and up to four times a week during the winter. In addition to our direct flights from Toronto, we also offer connecting service from other Canadian cities such as Calgary, Edmonton, Halifax, Montreal, and others. I won't go through them all.
Well, you can get the whole family together then if they're scattered across Canada.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we do that in conjunction with our partners who are British Airways, Air Canada, and United Airlines. And as I said before, we're the closest point in Europe. We have a very convenient schedule with overnight flight to Ireland. And you can enjoy two movies and a nap, and you're there almost. And onward connections to the UK and Europe. And Dublin is a very, very easy airport to transfer through.
It's one of my favourite European airports.
It's amazing. And we're also offering now our new business class with lie flat sleeper seats. That's hard to say.
Lie flat sleeper seats. You're right.
So,
you've also, of course, reflect the great cuisine of Ireland on board.
Yeah, actually, we provide a delicious complimentary meal, or you can choose from a selection of tempting pre-order meal options. We call this our dine-up feature. Right. To our superior meal service, when you pre-order a gourmet meal to be served during your flight, your taste buds will thank you as you savor the flavor of one of our premium three-course meals. And this is created by Irish chef Clodagh McKenna in collaboration with our own executive chef. These meals use only the best Irish ingredients and give you a starting point for what you're about to taste when you arrive in Ireland.
Okay, Mary, get my stomach rumbling. Give me an example, perhaps, of something from the menu.
One example is our succulent steak, and that is a cost of $28. It starts with a beautiful ballycotton smoked salmon, delicious, served with cucumber pickle, a lemon and dill aioli, accompanied by McCambridge's Irish brown bread.
Wow.
This is followed by succulent fillet of beef served with gratin dauphinois, creamed spinach, mushrooms, and a red wine jus.
And all this at 35,000 feet up.
Yes, and dessert is a delicious, that's my favourite, Glenfillan raspberry panna cotta.
Ooh, yes.
And a Lily O'Brien sweet completes the meal along with tea and coffee. This is served with a complimentary choice of red or white wine.
And there's still more to the Aer Lingus experience.
Yeah, standard choice or exit seats. We offer free standard seat selection on transatlantic flights. There is a charge for exit rows and other seats
special
on the aircraft.
Yeah.
And these can all be booked online prior to getting to the airport. We also offer personal seatback screens for entertainment and complimentary headsets.
Wow, and if you book in the next couple of weeks, there's a very special deal.
Yes, we're currently, you get all this for $5.99 Canadian.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. All transportation charges, taxes and fees are included. Some restrictions do apply.
Right.
But this travel can take you from the 1st of November through until March 2017.
I
had to think about that. So,
time travel as well.
It's an amazing airfare, and to get all the choices on board, we think these seats won't last very long. So
I'm sure you're right. And you can do that either with your travel agent or at aerlingus.com. And do go to the Irish website, of course, because it's one of my favourite websites, I have to say, Dana. It's a lovely website. So easy to get around.
It's a great
Hooks
way to, absolutely, lots of tips and tricks and ways to start booking your trip there.
Absolutely. Ireland.com, very easy. Or you can also call them at 1-800-SHAMROCK. Very easy to remember as well. Hmm. Keep listening as the party continues here after the break, and we'll be finding out more about city breaks in Dublin and Belfast, plus more about the beguiling food and drink of Ireland. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show.
It's hard to crack a smile when you've lost all feeling in your face. So plan ahead and get a great deal on a winter break in Ireland. Discover Ireland this winter. Get lost in the vibrant cities, cultures, and music scene instead of a whiteout on Highway 10. Smart flies Aer Lingus with great fares and connections from over 12 cities in Canada. Jump into Ireland. Start planning your trip at Ireland.com and book your flight at AerLingus.com. Ireland, always in season.
I know I don't say this often enough, but wow, she is beautiful.
Oh, honey.
Younger than the day I first laid eyes on her.
Where is this coming from?
I'll admit it occurred to me that it just might be good lighting.
Oh, you did ya?
But then I saw the light. The new vanity, the tile work, the rain shower head, the body jets. Well, what's the name of our renovator?
Royal Home Improvements.
Well, Royal Home Improvements built us the bathroom of our dreams. I don't think I've seen anything so elegant. Since you on our wedding day, of course, babe. Honey?
So close.
Want compliments on your bathroom? Build up or build out with a company that's been building trust since 1969. For bathrooms, kitchens, and home additions that impress, call Paul Napolitano and the team at Royal Home Improvements. Seniors never pay tax, and CARP members can save all or part of the tax. Start planning now for your next project. Call 416-236-4400 or visit royalhomeimprovements.ca.
It could be the most thoughtful gift you'll ever give the ones you love. By planning ahead with Catholic Cemeteries and Funeral Services, you'll relieve your loved ones from financial concerns and making difficult decisions at an emotional time. Benefit from 0% financing and flexible payment terms on your cemetery and funeral prearrangements. Catholic Cemeteries and Funeral Services, Archdiocese of Toronto. Visit us at catholic-cemeteries.com.
I can't put my business on hold when I'm not in my office, whether I'm handling client calls from a job site on a video conference with a vendor from the airport, or checking inventory from a stopover in Chicago, my Rogers Wireless Business Plan helps me stay connected and productive. Because today, this is my office.
Sign up for a Share Everything for Business Plan today and get up to a $300 bill credit on a new smartphone with select two-year plans. Visit rogers.com/biz today for details.
Sweet.
That's so awesome.
Read reviews of Epson's cartridge-free EcoTank printer. You'll see phrases like flawless and the new standard. Print up to 8,000 pages without changing a cartridge. See the totally cartridge-free EcoTank at Staples or Best Buy. Epson.ca/EcoTank.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Ireland.com and Aer Lingus.
Living the dream. Vacation. This is the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where we're exploring the Emerald Isle. Because of its mild year-round climate, Ireland is a destination to consider outside of the peak summer months, especially if you're a golfer, of course, and want to swing those clubs outside of Canada's short golfing season. In fact, it's a great destination all year round to get out of the car and into the countryside. And now that Aer Lingus have such frequent flights to Dublin, you can consider the vibrant and exciting cities of Dublin and Belfast for shorter city breaks. With their new Aer Lingus vacation store, they can also help you much more than the flights alone. And you can book car rental and hotels and tours and more. We're in the company of Dana Welch from Tourism Ireland and Mary Heron from Aer Lingus. Check out all that this great destination has to offer on the key websites at ireland.com and aerlingus.com. And you'll find over 30 pages of my travel notes on Ireland at the chrisrobinsontravelshow.com website as well. As well as links to the Ireland Pinterest board and my Ireland travel blogs of some of my trips to the Emerald Isle. Well, with the great air access from Aer Lingus all the year round, Ireland really is now an excellent choice for city breaks, Dana.
Absolutely. You know, in the shoulder season, it's really a great time for those kind of shorter city breaks. So whether you're looking to explore the vibrant city of Dublin, where you could take in the Temple Bar Tradfest in January, as I mentioned, or visit the Trinity College, the stunning long room there in the Book of Kells.
That is amazing.
It is. It's just, it's beautiful. Or touring the Jameson Distillery. Or
That's healing. Also pretty amazing.
Yes. Both are, if you want to learn how to pour the perfect pint of Guinness there, or take in the food trail. There's so many things. And of course, there's a little hidden gem, the Little Museum of Dublin. So many things to do when you're looking at city breaks. And in just a short two-hour drive, you can experience Belfast with a visit to Titanic Belfast Visitor Center. And they've recently added on the SS Nomadic, which was actually the ship.
Oh, I did a hard hat to tour Titanic. Of that when I was last over there. So it's now open.
Yes, it's stunning. Just the amazing detail and all the different pieces there. It's beautiful. Certainly something to take in as well. And the Titanic Belfast Visitor Center was actually named the best group visitor attraction in all of Europe. So that's beating out some pretty stiff competition, so it's an amazing experience there. You could spend the whole day.
And it is an experience and not a museum.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I know from my personal experience of traveling around Ireland that, of course, you're not limited as a visitor to those two city breaks. There's lots more besides, all within easy reach.
Absolutely. So we have, if you wanted to get out to Cork, you could take in the English Market that's been trading since 1788. There's so many wonderful artists and producers and lots of activities taking place there in Cork. You could also have a chance to ring the bells at the Shannon Bells from the first floor there and view the internal workings of the clocks and see those bells firsthand. It also offers a stunning, spectacular 360-degree view of Cork City and beyond from the balcony there. You could also visit Derry, Londonderry, where we mentioned of the Halloween festival there. So if you're going in October, it's definitely one you don't want to miss. But it's Ireland's only surviving walled city, and they have a fabulous walking tour there. So it's one to definitely take in. It's a buzzing city and modern spot with some great pubs and fantastic restaurants and a very lively cultural scene. So that's one to take in. And last but not least, Kilkenny. It's famous for many things. It's majestic clad castle and some bustling crafts industry. So that's one you definitely want to take in as well.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned golf, of course, at the start of this part of the show. And you've got to try some of the great golf courses of Ireland.
Absolutely. And, going in that in the shoulder season, it's a great opportunity to kind of extend that golf season from Canada. So once you're kind of wrapping up here, you don't have to go into your golf withdrawals. You can continue.
Because you see it everywhere as soon as the golf course is closed down here in Canada.
Absolutely. And I've heard you know, a lot of folks who will take that the convenient overnight flight, as Mary mentioned, and then as soon as they're off the plane, they're hitting the golf course right away, so they make sure to sleep on the plane and they can get in another round that way. So with over 400 clubs, it's no surprise that Ireland is so green. As we say, so there's some exceptional courses and some pretty amazing locations. So it's definitely something to take in. And, of course, the 19th hole, which is, you know, the experience of meeting some of the locals and joining in some of that, some of the crack or the fun after your round of golf.
Yep. And Mary, of course, the Aer Lingus Vacation Store has golf packages.
Yes, we do. It's called the Ireland East and West Golf Vacation. You can have 6 or 7 nights vacation, which will take you to both the east and west coasts of Ireland, with incredible rounds of golf along the way. You can enjoy golfing at Lahinch, Druids Glen, and Port Monarch.
These are hallowed names, aren't
They're
they, in the golfing
spectacular.
World?
Spectacular. Yeah. It gives you real boasting power when you get back home to say that you've actually golfed at these places. And included in that is the round-trip economy class airfare, manual full-size car for duration of your stay, and 3 rounds of golf. And the highlights of this, of course, are the beautiful Irish golf courses on both the West Coast and the East Coast. The 4-star Old Grand Hotel in Ennis is an 18th century manor house. After 18 holes, you can relax at these accommodations and venture out into the scenic West Coast. Take a trip to the Cliffs of Moher of the Burren National Park. The 5-star Druids Glen Resort is perfect for golfers in the east of the country, plus you're staying close enough to be able to explore Dublin.
Right, and of course you've got connections to some of the cities that we've just been talking about.
Yeah, we do connect from Dublin to Kerry, Donegal and Shannon.
So if we're out in the countryside now, around Ireland, Dana, what about some of the outdoor experiences that we can look for?
Yes, so in Ireland we offer many outdoor experiences that will really plug you right into some of that most beautiful scenery and the coastal routes that we talked about and the history and culture, of course. So from those heavenly hikes and adventurous cycling routes to whether you want to go horse riding through trails or on the beach or the stunning golf courses, Ireland really has something to please every type of traveler. So as the old Irish saying goes, your feet will bring you to where your heart is.
Nice.
So in some of those experiences specifically, you know, you can take in a coastal walk. So being an island, we naturally offer unique opportunities for those coastal walks. The Wild Atlantic Way, as I mentioned, and the Causeway Coastal Route are some of those standout locations. But, of course, you don't want to overlook the likes of the Stunning Barra, the Dingle, and the Inishowen peninsulas as well. So if you're looking, once you've done your coastal walk, you want to head out and check out the mountains. So we have the Mourne Mountains, which boast a host of heavenly hikes through there, and it's actually the birthplace of C.S. Lewis and the inspiration for Narnia, so definitely want to take that in. And then looking at the glens, the bogs, and kind of the canal banks. So Antrim's Glens is possibly the greenest place in Ireland. So there's walks and hikes in these areas that are dealt with a dash of colour thanks to the area's kind of the mythical heritage that exists there.
Beautiful. And I guess the bog walks in Tipperary are world famous.
Yes, absolutely. There's lots to take in there, and you know you can keep it quirky perhaps with those bog walks in Tipperary, as you mentioned. It's a great experience there.
Mary, if I wanted to do this whole trip to Ireland in style, I could treat myself to business class on Aer Lingus. What does that give me?
We're delighted to announce the introduction of the new business class on Aer Lingus 757 aircraft. We've actually retrofitted 4 of the aircraft already, and this has been retrofitted with a full business class suite. As well as that, if you are going golfing, I'd just like to mention that you get 3 pieces of luggage free with your business class
seat. So you can take your clubs.
Seat, and your clubs are free. Right. So it's a nice way to go. The new seat transforms into a fully lie-flat 6.5-foot long bed. And the way the configuration is, there are 2 rows that have single seats on either side. So it depends whether you're traveling with someone or if you want some privacy, traveling on your own. And it gives you lots of space around you for your laptop, your phone, your tablet, and your hand baggage without feeling too crowded. You'll also have built-in power and charge points with universal sockets and a USB power outlet. We work with our top chefs and to bring you a fusion of the finest modern and traditional Irish food.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Yeah. Okay, I'm signing up for that. Now, we're coming to the end of the show, so I'm going to have to ask you to give me something for our listeners in a single sentence that is your inside track. What one piece of advice would you give our listeners planning their trip to Ireland this fall or winter?
I think for us, it would be just to remember that, you know, Ireland is always in season. We have that temperate climate. Now is the time to go. And with that fare that Mary mentioned, you can't beat that. So now is the time to book your trip.
Great. Mm. Mary?
I would say book now with the special $5.99 fare. As I said before, it won't last long. And what a special offer this is.
Absolutely.
So
fantastic.
Don't delay.
$599. okay. Ireland.com is the website to plan, and airlingus.com is the website to book. My thanks to Dana and Mary for taking us to Ireland on The Travel Show today. Do check out The Travel Show website for more information and links to all of the websites and all of the phone numbers that we've mentioned on the show today. And join us next week for another travel experience. And in the meantime, may the roof above us never fall in, and may the friends gathered below it never fall out. Cheerio from the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Hi, Chris Robinson here again with news from the world of travel. Well, the days of lost bags may be coming to an end. Delta Airlines is investing $50 million to solve the problem of lost and delayed luggage. Delta carried nearly 120 million checked suitcases last year, collecting $25 in fees each way for most domestic bags. And for that price, flyers expect their suitcase to be waiting on the carousel when they arrive. Delta says that by deploying a RFID, or Radio Frequency Identification Tracking System, globally, it can do just this. RFID wirelessly identifies tags attached to items. The technology is widely used at warehouses to track goods, but Delta's rollout is the first global use for passenger bags. Most airlines today use barcodes on tags to identify each suitcase and make sure it's loaded onto the right plane. But reading each barcode with a handheld scanner is time-consuming, and often a bag or two aren't scanned or error messages are missed by workers focused on getting the planes out on time. Delta designed its system to stop these errors. At the airline's 84 largest airports, which account for 85% of its passengers, Delta will have 1,500 special belt loaders with RFID readers built in. Those loaders stop when a bag for a different flight is accidentally placed on the belt. RFID also shortens the time needed to find and remove a bag from a plane at the last second, and that means more on-time flights. If bags fall off a belt at a particular curve or get stuck at a junction, well, Delta will have enough RFID readers, about 5,200 globally, to pinpoint the trouble and spot it and fix it. By the end of this year, flyers will be able to track their bags through the Delta smartphone app, getting push notifications at each step of the journey. If a bag misses its flight, passengers will also be notified instantly. If the system works, other airlines are likely to follow. Ultimately, the bag tag might be replaced with permanent RFID readers in our suitcases, reducing the chance flyers in the future will start a vacation missing their swimsuit. The deal of the week this week is with Barcelo Hotels and Resorts, one of the world's leading resort groups in Mexico and the Caribbean, and one that we featured on the travel show earlier this year. They have a sale on at the moment for early bookers across a range of their resorts in Cuba, the DR, Mexico and Central America that provide up to 50% discounts from their normal rates, including one of my personal favourite hotels, the adults-only Royal Hideaway Playa Car Resort in the Riviera Maya, Mexico. All the details are on their website at barcelo.com. Next week, the travel show tackles a vitally important but often overlooked part of most holiday plans – travel insurance. With our guest from the McLellan Group Life Insurance Inc., we'll explore all aspects of travel insurance. In Canada, provincial health insurance plans look after most hospital and medical expenses, but when travelling outside of Canada, or even outside of your own province, coverage under your provincial health insurance plan is certainly limited, and only a fraction of those expenses might be covered. The difference can be tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars, for which you are then responsible financially. The good news, of course, is that the difference can be made up by the Travel Health Insurance. So drop in at the chrisrobinsontravelshow.com website for the details of this next show. And while you're there, tap in the link to the Travel Show Pinterest site, where you'll find lots of images from my recent trips to Ireland in the past, as well as many other destinations both here in Canada and from right over the rest of the world. Tune in next Saturday or Sunday at the new time of 11 a.m. here on Zoomer Radio to find out more about the world of travel insurance on The Chris Robinson Travel Show.